By the time I reach the top of the clearing, the rain's coming down with a fury, but I don't care. I'm grinning like an idiot. I throw my arms out and raise my face to greet its wet kisses. Hello, rain. Happy spring to you. I step hard in a fresh puddle and laugh as the muck spatters the front of my dress. Mr. Miller's men aren't so happy. They hurry on their coats and hats, their shoulders bunched up against their ears to keep the bruising wind away from their work-damp necks. They gather tools and shout to one another over the din. It's not so bad, really, I say, as if they can hear me. You should come and have a splash in it. Do you good to... It comes over me so suddenly I can scarcely draw a breath. One moment I see the turret and the men, and the next it's sliding sideways. I'm in a tunnel, being pulled fast, and then I am inside the vision. I am in a small room. Strong smell. Makes me gag. Birds shriek. Wilhelmina Wyatt writes on the walls, a woman possessed. The light's too dim, and what I see jerks about like a wind-up toy. Words. Sacrifice. Lies. Monster. The birth of May. The scene shifts, and I see little Mina with Sarah Rees' tomb.
What do you see in the dark, Mina? Show me.
I see Mina on the back lawn of Spence, smiling up at the gargoyles, and then I see her drawing a perfect likeness of the East Wing, drawing the lines I have seen stretching across the earth. The scene is washed away, and now Wilhelmina writes a letter, the words etched with angry strokes. You've ignored my warnings. I shall expose you.
Miss? Miss?
My eyes flutter open for the briefest of moments to see Mr. Miller's men crowded around me on the lawn, and then I'm in the dim room again. Wilhelmina sits on the floor, the dagger in her hands. The dagger! She takes out a small leather roll, which she unties to reveal a syringe and vials. Carefully, she wraps the dagger in the leather pouch. So that's where it is. All I need do is... Wilhelmina rolls up her sleeve, exposing her arm. She taps fingers against the veins at the bend of her elbow. She plunges the syringe into it and lets go, and I feel a whoosh inside me.
Miss?
Someone calls. I come to on the back lawn in the soaking rain. My heart beats wildly out of time. My teeth grind. A strange exhilaration takes hold.
She's smiling, so she must be all right,
one of the men says. I feel very odd. The cocaine. I've been joined to Wilhelmina Wyatt. I feel what she does. But how? The magic. It's changing. Changing what I see and feel. The men wrap my arms across their shoulders and half-drag, half-carry me to Bridget's kitchen.
Mary, Mother of God, what's happened?
Bridget asks. She sits me in a chair by the fire and shoos the men off.
Found her in the woods, having a fit like,
a man says. A fit? Like Pippa? Yes, that's it. I had a fit. I laugh, even though I sense that it's not right for me to be laughing.
She all right?
Another asks, backing away.
Go on, then. Back to your men's work. Leave this to us women.
Bridget clucks, and I can see on their faces they're relieved to be out of it. The kitchen, the laughing, the fit, the mysteries only women know. A quilt is draped across my shoulders. The kettle's put on. I hear the match struck, the oven lit.
You're fidgety as a cat,
Bridget chides. Mrs. Nightwing has been summoned. She comes close, and I instinctively back away. The letter in the vision... I saw it in her wardrobe. Was Wilhelmina trying to warn me about Nightwing?
Here now, what's this fuss about?
My headmistress asks. Nothing, I snarl. She tries to put a hand to my forehead. I move out of her reach.
Hold still, Miss Doyle, if you please,
she commands, and it sounds wicked. I only want Bridget's help, I say.
Do you?
Nightwing's eyes narrow.
Bridget is not headmistress at Spence Academy. I am.
She pours a foul liquid into a spoon.
Open, please.
When I won't, Bridget forces my lips apart and the thick oil oozes down my throat till I nearly retch.
You've poisoned me,
I say, wiping a hand across my lips.
It's only cod liver oil,
Bridget coos, but I don't take my eyes off Mrs. Nightwing.
I will expose you, I say aloud.
Mrs. Nightwing whirls around.
What did you say?
I will expose you, I repeat. The momentary surprise in Nightwing's expression settles into calm.
I think Miss Doyle should spend the day in bed until she is feeling more herself, Bridget,